Yeah, in state code. I could be wrong, but that's...
Then maybe there is a distinction between whether it's internal or detached. Maybe
we need more research on this, or can help.
Okay, we've identified at least two or three things on that. Let's review it again.
Okay.
And for the sake of time, thank you for starting the discussion, Tammy.
Sorry.
No,
it's good.
You're just trying to hit me as I wasn't sure either.
We want that. That was it hit a nail right on the head.
Well, and I'm not sure of some of our snowbirds, where their permanent residence is, because it might make a big difference if they're in an expensive area. They'll make that their primary and make us the secondary. So it's kind of like...
Okay, let's go to the next one and try it. We'll go with discussion and consideration ordinance review of permitted and conditional uses in all commercial and industrial zones. We've been at this one pretty hard, so you guys got any
this
other questions on it?
Something new.
I just want to thank Carrie for putting it all into the two categories.
Yeah.
Heck yes.
And
it made a lot of difference.
It can't look that we thought about taking out all those commercial zones and just going with general commercial, general industrial. I don't know if you... Did I copy you in on the packet? I should start copying in the commissioners.
I didn't see it.
But I really like it.
You want to look at this?
Yeah.
Well, before I had 2, 4, 6 different zones.
Well, to the lay people, you know, it's still confusing to some. But it's a lot easier than it was.
Well, that's I think all of our discussion that we had, we were arguing on where to put it because we never could come up with consensus on it.
Yeah.
Where this other, it's either going to be industrial or it's going to be commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no matter where it is.
It'll be a shopping center or
it'll
a pallet
be a
manufacturer.
Pallet, yeah.
So I got this, even Duchesne County only has general commercial, general industrial is where I kind of got it from. But they're a lot bigger than we are, and we have all these different commercial zones.
I think because this is the first time we saw this in this format, that we just need to review it and have it on the agenda again for any kinds of observation, whether any possible changes or whether we're good with what we got, but I think we need to have a further review of that since we're seeing it only in this format the first time.
He looks like Kent. Intent.
My biggest thought was, did we need to go farther and eliminate some of the different line items or just leave it?
I kept the line items over there.
I think we covered that in this, and as I read through it, just want to make sure that we...
For your nighttime
reading entertainment, okay,
and
good look again.
Per when we discussed the residential uses that the commissioners still have, I think it was Kent or Jack suggested putting an X if it wasn't allowed at all. So this one I added X's.
Perfect.
Yeah. And there's so many things that don't not pertain to Daggett County.
Explanations at the top of it so you can turn around and reference it.
Well, and then I didn't change anything. I didn't add it on here, but in our code now, the definitions for general commercial and general industrial would stay the same. So I can add that up here if you guys want it for reference.
I think it should be there for not, for the lay person or whoever's looking at it the first time. We need to give them as much.
So
simplicity, but what does this mean?
Well, and it will be there.
Yeah.
I didn't take out. I figured we'd still keep the general commercial.
Okay, definitions
and the general industrial definitions. Those two we keep.
Okay,
it stays the same.
And that. Okay.
Can
so
I
maybe
ask one question about the P and the C.
Okay.
So permitted, conditional, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Permitted meaning they don't need a conditional use permit to do what's permitted. It's already permitted.
Yeah.
If it's in these zones, they just do it.
If there's a P, yeah.
If it's a P,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they'd have to have a business license.
Yeah.
And do all the, you know, that stuff. But if you do all the stuff that is required, it's permitted.
Yeah.
So okay. This is my question. Just if you would copy this and put it at the top of every page,
oh,
it would be really nice.
Well, it's how it printed out. It prints out. So when it gets in the code book, it'll probably be like
there's only three
codes,
P, C, and X, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
But, okay, just make sure that we're using capital here and capital there, right?
Oh, for consistency. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
In fact,
okay,
you switch between lowercase and uppercase throughout it.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes
it's
little
P,
sometimes
my eyes got a little buggy. Okay.
But that,
but I'll think. Okay, yeah.
That's just a
fix the font.
Yeah. Okay.
And add description.
Okay, that one will go on the next agenda again for an additional review.
Okay.
And with those corrections to them too. Okay.
Okay,
item number four, discuss and consideration short-term rental.
We spend an hour on that. Do we need to deal with it again?
No, well, that's the one I'm saying. We're on a page and we're under review. We'll just continue on the next workshop with that. Is that okay?
Fine with me.
Okay.
Because we haven't finished it.
So you want that as another work session next
month?
Yeah,
because I think we need to have any further discussion in this type of meeting. We need to have it fully reviewed.
Okay.
And, of course, Alan, I would expect you to start the meeting when they do that, since I won't be here for a few minutes.
You
got to
start. Give me some.
Well, I'm just expecting.
You know, I need a raise.
If Matt wants to keep your copy, I don't know the topic.
Let me move things along here, okay?
I made extra.
Item number five, consideration review Daggett County Code 8-3-6, billing permits required, utility services. This is what Kent was talking about as far as his review and rewrite or write or something about it.
Yeah, I think you added some stuff to code 836, so it would be an ordinance change. Yeah, so if it's an ordinance change, you have to do that whole process. This isn't just a simple application.
Right.
It's not an administrative.
Just for you for consideration, but basically it's a draft. It's not something that we're proposing. And I would like to table that if we could and give you a
okay, with that request, we'll table that for a further agenda item. And thank you for working hard on that.
Yeah, and I'll put draft on this because I didn't catch that you added so much wording to the current code. I was like, oh, that's different. Yeah, it is. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
So let's table.
Have we looked through this to see if any of the businesses that are here operating in either of these zones
I did.
Need to have a change?
No.
Okay.
I made sure that the current commercial zones we have fit those zones, so no, we won't have to tell somebody we're changing their zone.
But what about the whether it's permitted or conditional?
That didn't change. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we actually why we decided to limit the number of zones to because of the fact that we didn't have anybody in these other zones.
It was
nobody
so confusing.
Was, yeah, it was just confusing.
Yeah.
So why complicate it when?
Thank you.
Yeah, no.
Okay, item number six, discussion consideration planning zoning bylaw update.
Uh-oh.
Which,
I don't have copies. Kent still has
those? Oh, well, the bylaws.
Yeah.
Okay,
how are we doing on it?
Are we ready to have that again on the agenda? And maybe.
Do you
want to
vote on tonight?
Oh.
These are the ones that were worked on when Vicki was here, and we needed to change font and fix all that. So I don't know.
It's only the fonts and everything's only been changed.
There were some where we went from A, B, C, and then when we get to the next page, it starts out with a 1, 2, and then they don't, they're not paginated very clearly.
Did I not fix that?
No, I think you did, right?
I thought I did.
Yeah.
Well, we went over that a couple times, so
have if you reviewed them or you have not had a chance?
We had reviewed it, right? We were just waiting for Kent to look at it, right? Yeah. In the past?
Yeah, and I guess I didn't give everybody copies because I...
Okay, if you'll make sure that we get that, and well, let's remember that, okay, we've tore it apart. We don't need to tear apart anymore, but we do need it as an agenda item, having had all of us review it.
Well, they can't review it.
Okay.
She made it big enough, it's like senior font.
Well, that's what I'm starting to need.
That's for us.
Okay. My little lines in this thing is not making it big enough.
I think to help me fix the font, that's what it kind of like got bigger, and I was like, oh, this is okay.
Okay, so
I'm
that one.
Great computer whiz. So.
I can help.
Okay.
On that one, though, since we know that one's there, possibly discussion consideration for final approval on 6.
Yeah.
So we know, we'll final remind approval. Us that we have done the reviews, and we just need to have it on the final review. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then... 7, building permit report. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at that, but do you have any questions on that review? Or if you need a minute.
Matt's slowly getting some of these old ones closed.
Yeah, now he's going to get closer to Christmas. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. We shouldn't give him a limit. He's got to do half of them this week and half of them next week.
Well, because he's growing. He's got that beard.
He's going to be Santa Claus really soon.
Yeah, he's growing it.
He's got it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did I send you guys a draft? Maybe I didn't bring it. A draft of the letter that I want to send to some of these old ones. I thought I sent that out to you guys.
You did.
Yeah.
Did I think I
sent a comment.
Yeah. Did you?
Something. I don't remember what it was.
It's just saying, hey, your building permit's expired. Either get an extension or call for a final or do something.
Right.
I can't remember.
I thought
I had a copy of it.
Yeah.
But if
no,
you guys
just
are okay,
so you guys know, especially you two, you guys are awesome as far as your responding and everything.
Yeah.
My earbuds tell me exactly what you've read, and a lot of times I'll immediately say, call Carrie. And I make my comment to her, okay? Just so
Carrie,
you know,
tell them, do I actually...
It was funny yesterday because all those emails were coming in.
Yeah.
I was out in the barn milling wood.
Oh, last week. Oh, here's...
And I had earmuffs on, and I kept them on. I had it come out and hold the phone up to me. And I'd type in my response, and she'd go back in the house.
What is this? It's a draft of the letter I want to send out to people that have old permits. I think I sent everybody that.
Yes, you did.
Copy Kent in.
I'm sure I went thumbs up.
It was a word, I think, that I caught.
You got a word in there?
There's something, yeah.
To try to get people to, yeah.
We reread it again, see if you can find that word that Alan was talking about. Any questions on the billing permits? Report as to
maybe Kent can find it.
We gotten any new ones?
I do have a new one you guys wanted to look at, that Wagstaff one where you couldn't read her setbacks.
Did you tell him that he needs to write bigger?
Well, I put it on the actual application. These are the required ones, and then these are what she has, so she does meet.
So
That was my only question about.
Mm-hmm.
So when I sent the permit out, you guys probably didn't see.
So
Carrie, this is my question. I only see like a couple of them that are old. Look. Like old. Like there's this one in 18, and then there's one in 24. The rest of them are 25.
Well, you're looking at the 25 right. one, I think.
Oh, is that what I mean? Okay,
there's
what
two. So I have the current ones that I did this year, and then there was a couple from 24 that got carried over.
Okay.
Because this is something. All the old permits that
okay,
I want
that's this one.
Cleaned
okay.
up.
Okay.
That are open. Some
I,
of them
I knew
are
that there was going to be
21
and
22.
Different. Okay.
So that letter looks okay.
Are, yeah, he has been working on it.
He has
Look,
been.
Y'all, I bet I was just cussing, but... Actually, he's pretty well got more than half of them done.
I was wrong.
Okay.
You thought I was your friend.
I know.
We don't have any information on land use. I mean, land
violations. I don't mean
you. Right?
I Matt.
Okay.
No, Matt.
So
not
yeah,
everybody said yes. Okay.
No, I was saying that Matt needed to hurry up and get half of these done this week and half of them done next week. Well, that isn't that many if you think of what he's got left. Half and half is only a few of them.
Okay, we have, well, we don't have any update on the item number 8, number 9, legislative requirements in adopting a water conservation plan into the Daggett County General Plan.
Shower with a friend.
Shower with a friend.
I don't know what to do with this one.
Sorry, that was really
I think tomorrow I'll try to put together the information I do have and send it out. Probably commissioners can't. I'm no by no way qualified to write this, and it's due in December. I don't know what to do, guys. It's.
I don't know that I've seen anything on it.
Well, if it's.
I don't know what they're looking for. Just offline.
Well, if. I'm sure what the commissioners will say.
Can't we climb on board Manila Cities and just say that we agree and establish the same rules and conditions?
We can, but we also have to include, like, canals and all that sort of stuff. And the canal companies really don't have any water conservation plans. They base it on, shares, usage, and, like, Greendale and Dutch Dawn Waters based on usage rate increases. It's kind of how they get people to preserve water.
Are we talking irrigation?
Yeah,
they also want us to talk about the canal companies. I mean,
it wasn't just public water systems. When they actually looked at this, it was everything.
Yeah, and
it was like way beyond our capabilities. So going by the town of Manila, that's just one of them.
Did they get a grant, part of that grant?
The town?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't know. They might have. It was.
So how are they writing it then?
They had one already, and they're just updating it.
They're updating it. I think it was only required if you had in a town like 500 connections or more. You had to do this and add it to your general plan.
And they did that.
But they are, yeah.
Well,
but they don't have 500 connections, but they still updated
well,
their
conservation
plan.
We may end up having to say we didn't have the resources.
I don't know how many do they have because all the water connections from the tanks all the way down, they're connected. I'm surprised how many connections there are when you start doing that.
Kathy did say it was under 500.
Was it? Okay.
So they were.
So we're looking forward to a grant to be made available to meet the requirements.
Sounds like we need an engineer too.
We missed the grant period that they had because somebody didn't bring it up.
But
we missed it.
Not me.
And it wasn't carried.
But that's where we'll need it. That's where we'll need to go probably with it now.
No.
In order to really meet the requirements, is that we'll have to say that we didn't have the resources to meet the requirements.
Could you add that to the commission agenda for Tuesday and come in and let us know? I don't, unless I miss something, I don't think I've seen anything. This is all new to me.
I know I've been sending stuff to Jack, but I might not have copied you and Randy in, and I probably should have been.
But he knows that we didn't get the grant. We didn't apply for any grant, and to me, without the grant,
for you to bring it up, especially where we're pushing the deadline, and we're not qualified to do it.
Jack's known about. Yeah, I talked to Jack quite a bit about it, but I probably should have been copying everybody in. If I didn't copy you guys, then I apologize.
He may have said referenced it to me, but I didn't.
It's big.
So, yeah, let's,
when I first
if you wouldn't mind,
it, that's what I
and
thought.
Then we can come up with a plan of how to move forward.
Yeah, because we're coming to, we were supposed to have a draft in the end of July. Didn't happen.
They slap your hand?
I haven't heard anything. Well, and I've been talking to Jack about it. Like, Jack, I don't know what to do. I can't write this. I'm not an engineer. I'm trying to gather what information I can, and I'm really getting nothing to how to write this.
So to me, it's going to be some communication for the state and say, hey, look, if you want it, you're going to have to help provide somebody that knows what they're doing to help write it.
Remember, you were in on that joint call.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that we have little impact or input into what Manila does with the water.
Or any of these other.
So
all these other
resources.
And
it's more like a resource plan.
It's a conservation plan.
It's a conservation resource plan type thing. It's not that we have any control. It's just that it kind of brings everything in to one document that says this is what's happening in our county.
And they want
and this is how we're
going to
save water.
Sorry, water.
Yeah.
They want it added to our general plan.
Yeah. I think it makes sense to have some coordination with the town since they're the operator of the system in this valley.
Dutch John
and I
Greendale.
I have got a copy of their new conservation plan. Kathy did send me that.
Okay.
But that's the only one. Everybody else is just kind of like, oh, we're really just, you know, by fees, and all the canal companies basically are like, no. The one I haven't talked to is Chad Brady, because I've been trying to find out with all those changes who to talk to, and I haven't got. But
they've actually
they
their
really
conservation was to put everything in pipes so they don't have evaporation and
yeah,
all
it's,
they've
it's
already
not
done
everything,
that.
But
and they don't have really have anything in writing.
Yeah.
There's no plans, so it's been. I try to bring this up every month, and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if you're good with that, that would then we can see what resources we can.
We did ask them if there was any opportunity to get a grant, and at that time they said the money's gone. There's no grant.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good thing the commissioner's here, because the next one's for him. No. Ordinance draft of use changes in residential and agricultural zones. County commissioners are reviewing it. Do you have any word on where you guys are at with it?
No. We probably just need to.
Do we need to keep putting it on the agenda so that you guys?
Well, that's what's going to get it done.
Well, right? And that's what everything pretty much. I just kind of keep it on the agenda so it doesn't get.
Yes.
No, but we should put it on the commissioner's
agenda.
Oh, okay. So add that to commission agenda.
So that
too.
If it's not done, then you just keep putting it on as old business. So they have to review it.
Yeah, I'd be good bringing that back up this next week if you would like to.
Tell her into tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, we have no more items on the agenda, so therefore we're out of. Oh.
Yeah, it's bad. The way you're smiling, it's not good.
Could you read it?
I don't think I want to.
I don't think I want to hear it either. Not coming from Heidi.
Please accept this letter as her formal resignation from planning and zoning. Oh, you've been awesome.
Yeah. It's all right, though.
What are you planning on doing?
Something where I feel like I'm making a difference.
You are making a difference.
You do.
So we beat.
Or did you finish reading it?
Oh, sorry.
Read the whole thing so everybody can, so it's on the.
I appreciate the opportunity I've had to contribute to the county and to work alongside such dedicated volunteers. When I joined, I did so with enthusiasm for the mission of supporting fair and effective planning within our community. It has been rewarding to work with each of you. This was not an easy decision to make. However, I have concluded that the current structure limits my ability to contribute effectively. The lack of funding to hire an additional building inspector and a code enforcement officer has made it difficult to ensure consistency and fairness in enforcing regulations. Without proper follow-through, the process risks appearing selective rather than impartial. Thank you again for the opportunity to serve. I wish all of the commission continued success in its important work for Daggett County. Sincerely, Heidi Steele.
Okay.
We're going to give her, she has to wait 2 months.
I want to say, you know, as far as our minutes and stuff, too, thank you very much. And I understand your concern.
I do.
And your reasons. So, you know, I have very much enjoyed you guys and your inputs into, you know, it keeps me a little bit more up on what's going on, too. So, Alan, you're going to have to keep firing away at those emails. And maybe we need to send them to you anyway, just so you can say, hey, whatever.
I just really appreciate the clarification sometimes you have been very diligent at bringing.
Thank you.
In all aspects of boards, there are so many different things that are needed, and you've been one of those really needed parts of definitions, just additional inputs and insight.
Thank you very much.
So.
We'd give you a gold watch, but we don't have it.
But I really do appreciate you.
So we will move this on, this letter to the county commission to let them know, because there will be a vacancy on that. So, but you're welcome to come back again, probably to take my spot. You know, because one day I've got some other things I want to do. But I think it's important to be involved in these kind of things. Sometimes it is frustrating.
It is.
I've been involved with planning and zoning in the county since the very first time that the county really had planning and zoning in the 80s. I was a young guy, and we had all these maps that we had out here that we were putting little lines on.
Oh, wow.
You know, you know, and it was it's always been frustrating. One of the biggest frustrating things I want to point out is law enforcement of it. It's always been a challenge of actually enforcing what we've had. I think we have more than we've ever had in a county attorney that is willing to help with that enforcement.
Yes, thank you for that.
And it's more than during the time I was in commission that. The sheriff and county attorneys just, you know, under no doubt, whatever.
I didn't know that was an option.
Oh, just shh.
Well, they did it, and some of those county attorneys got fired.
Yeah, we've had a few.
But because they weren't elected. But anyway, thank you, Heidi. So with that, I'll call them.
Well, is the next meeting November 18th? Does that work for everybody?
Yeah, probably on our agenda, just put that down on the bottom as far as just recognition of what the next meeting will be, just so that we acknowledge that. But that is a public, what am I looking for? It's notice that on this particular board, we have to have a date that is consistent. So it's the third.
So, yeah, it'll just be a...
Unless there's an emergency.
Yeah, so a work session at 5 and a regular at 6. A work session for the... Keep reviewing the short-term rental.
Okay. It's imperative or whatever that now, if Heidi's not going to be here, that we're, you know... And that's a question with some of my schedules as to whether I can be here, but I can...
Well, you have to have for... A quorum.
Three, but now you're three short.
Well, she's an alternate, so.
So we could, the three of us can proceed, right?
Well, and I, most of the time, if I have got some trip I'm scheduled on or I have to be gone, I could probably, remote, but I would ask an Alan, you know, in those types of situations, would chair the meeting. Since I'm not here, I don't think that's fair to the rest of you and to the public if I wasn't here. So, okay.
Okay.
All right, with that, I'll call the meeting adjourned.
At 7:44.
How are you feeling, Kent? By